In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 130, Nature and History of Sacrifice. We have quite a few images with this lesson. The first one shows, I'll just read the caption first. From the beginning of man's existence, sacrifices have been offered to God. The children of Adam and Eve, Abel and Cain, offered sacrifices to God. Abel offered sheep, Cain fruits of the earth. Okay, and so this first image shows Cain's sacrifice with the smoke not rising, and Abel's sacrifice of the lamb is burning, and the flames and smoke are rising to heaven, and we see that God is pleased with the sacrifice of Abel. Second image, the caption reads, because they did not have a knowledge of the true God, the ancient Greeks and Egyptians offered human sacrifices. The Canaanites used to offer human victims to their idol Moloch, heating the brazen statue of the god red hot, and casting the victims into its arms. Even today, some pagan peoples offer human sacrifices. Thus we see how perversion enters when the true love of God is not known. And of course we see the statue of Moloch there. We see a woman that is bound and the priest with the knife. I think it's the fires billowing out of the pedestal where Moloch is there. The statue is being heated to burn the victims, I guess, alive in the arms of Moloch. Next image, the caption reads, God gave to Moses detailed instruction on sacrificial offerings, Leviticus 1 through 7, 16 and 22. Among the Jews, the high priest, in the name of the people, offered morning and evening an unbloody sacrifice of incense, flour, oil, and frankincense. Then he offered a bloody sacrifice of a lamb, together with food and drink. On the Sabbath, two lambs with bread and wine were offered in addition as sacrifice. And it looks like an image of the temple with the priests gathered around the altar there, with the lambs on the altar, flames rising up into heaven. The priests are there, the people are gathered around. You have those, some men, looks like, blowing trumpets. The next image, on certain solemn feasts, the Jews sacrificed hundreds of victims amidst impressive ceremonies. Their chief feast were the Pasch or Passover, which commemorated their deliverance from Egypt, the Pentecost, in remembrance of the law on Mount Sinai, the Tabernacles, to commemorate their wanderings in the desert, and last, the Expiation or Atonement, in which the priest sacrificed for his own and the people's sins. These sacrifices typified the sacrifice of Christ. And again, we see, an aerial view of the temple with the sacrifices being offered on the high altar there. Next image, the caption reads, among the Jews, there were different ranks or orders of priests, as the high priest, the priest, and the Levites. These ranks were a figure or type of the different orders that were to be in the church founded by Jesus Christ. The people faithfully obeyed their priest and supported them with alms. And in the image it shows, I guess, the high priest there with the priests and burning incense, and the Levites as well. Last image we have, the caption reads, the Jewish sacrifices were merely types of the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary, and ceased with the passing of the old law. In the new law, we have the true sacrifice, the same that Christ offered on Calvary by his death. The high priest is Christ himself, and Christ too is the victim. St. Paul said, quote, "It is impossible that sin should be taken away with blood of bulls and of goats." From Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. And so those are the captions for the images. And of course, the image of the caption I just read is like a diptych. On the left, it shows the high priest of the Old Testament offering the lambs, the burning sacrifice. Well, I guess that's a bullock. Offering the burning bullock as a sacrifice to God. And then on the right hand of the diptych, if I can say it correctly, is the image of the crucifixion with the Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross and the God the Father in heaven with his arms open. Okay, first question for the lesson is, what is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is the offering of a victim by a priest to God alone, and the destruction of it in some way to acknowledge that he is the creator and Lord of all things. Man offers sacrifice to God in acknowledgement of his supreme power and in gratitude for his gifts, especially for the gift of life. The need for offering sacrifice is innate in human nature, as natural as breathing. Since man was made for God, his soul flies to him if unchecked, as a balloon soars up into the air unless tied down. God gave us life. He breathed into us a soul that is immortal, like God himself. Without life and a soul, we would be non-existent, nothing. We would not be able to do anything, not even to recognize God. Our life and soul, therefore, is our most precious possession, and for it we must thank God. Second, we must repay God for his gifts, especially for the invaluable gift of life. But because our life is so precious, we cannot give God enough for it to repay him. If someone gave us a diamond ring worth $5,000 and we gave him 2 cents in payment, that would not be as great a difference between the value of what we receive and the amount we pay as there would be when God gives us life and we repay him with material things. But because we have nothing with which we can repay God adequately, we do our best by offering him what we can. That is what men do when they offer sacrifice. Number 3, from the very beginning of the world, men have acknowledged God's existence and power by offering sacrifice. It was first offered, then destroyed or changed, as by consuming or by fire. The oblation of a visible object is a symbol of the interior adoration and offering by which the soul gives itself completely to the Creator. In common language, we speak of sacrificing for the sake of another. For example, a mother sacrifices herself for her children. A soldier sacrifices himself for his country. The meaning is that some valuable thing is given up. Time, luxuries, health, life, for the sake of another. So in offering a sacrifice to God, we give it up for love of him. The offering of sacrifice is an honor reserved to God alone, since the formal act of offering and destroying an oblation is an act of worship or adoration. In order to make a solemn religious act of sacrifice to God, men have from earliest days asked priests, those consecrated to the service of God, to offer their sacrifices to be the intermediary between man and God. In ordinary life, we offer valuable things to those we love or respect as a sign of gratitude or affection. In this way, we give Christmas and birthday presents, commemoration gifts, etc. But these offerings are a sacrifice only in the common sense of the term, and are not included in the formal sacrifice that can be offered to God alone. This last is the offering and destroying or changing of something, an acknowledgement of God's infinite majesty. What are the purposes of sacrifice? The purposes of sacrifice are to give honor or adoration to God, to offer him thanks, to beg a favor, or to make propitiation. In other words, the purposes of sacrifice are adoration, thanksgiving, petition, and atonement. It is natural for man to give outward expression to the feelings that move his interior being. For this reason, he bursts out in praise when he thinks of the greatness and holiness of God. He must give something up as a sign of gratitude. He must offer a gift when he feels his insignificance in begging a favor. And he tries all kinds of penitential works when he realizes his iniquities. In what forms is sacrifice offered? Sacrifice is offered in either the bloody or the unbloody form. A sacrifice of living animals, such as an ox, a lamb, or a dove, is a bloody sacrifice. A sacrifice of some food, such as fruit, wine, or wheat, is an unbloody sacrifice. Among the Jews, the animals used to be slaughtered, their blood poured out upon the altar, and their flesh consumed by fire or eaten by the priest and those for whom the sacrifice was offered. The unbloody oblation was burned up or eaten by the priest after being offered. The wine was poured out on the altar. The heathen, with perverted ideas, offered human sacrifices to their idols. The king of Moab, from the fourth book of Kings, chapter 3, verse 27, offered his own son as a sacrifice to obtain help against the Israelites. As St. Paul says, quote, "What the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God," from 1 Corinthians 10:20. That concludes our reading, lesson 130, The Nature and History of Sacrifice. The next lesson, we're going to talk about the sacrifice of the Mass, so I don't really have anything much to add to this, other than the pagan sacrifices, I think, or if not continued in a religious sense, or continued through so many abortions and the willful murder of human infants being offered up, I guess, to the demons. Or to, as they were to Moloch. But instead of waiting till the child is born and putting the child in the burning arms of Moloch, the child is murdered within the womb and sometimes ripped out piece by piece, mutilated. There is that, I think, the added degradation of destroying the body through that mutilation. Rather than at least allowing the body, the baby, to be delivered and given a proper burial, I think it is a greater assault or insult to mutilate and destroy that child within the mother's womb. Any questions or comments? I think we will just simply end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.